Harry blundered after Ron toward the light, stumbling and tripping, and a moment later they had emerged into a clearing. Mr. Weasley's car was standing, empty, in the middle of a circle of thick trees under a roof of dense branches, its headlights ablaze. As Ron walked open-mouthed toward it, it moved slowly toward him, exactly like a large turquoise dog greeting its owner. "It's been here all the time," said Ron delightedly, walking round the car. "Look at it! The forest turned it wild." The sides of the car were scratched and smeared with mud. Apparently it had taken to trundling around the forest on its own. Fang didn't seem at all keen on it. He kept close to Harry, who could feel him quivering. His breathing slowing down again, Harry stuffed his wand back into his robes. "And we thought it was going to attack us," said Ron, leaning against the car and patting it. "I wondered where it had gone." Harry squinted around on the floodlit ground for signs of more spiders, but they had all scuttled away from the glare of the headlights. "We've lost the trail," he said. "Come on, let's go and find them." Ron didn't speak. He didn't move. His eyes were fixed on a point some 10 feet above the forest floor, right behind Harry. His face was livid with terror. Harry didn't even have time to turn round. There was a loud clicking noise, and suddenly he felt something long and hairy seize him round the middle and lift him off the ground so that he was hanging face down. Struggling, terrified, he heard more clicking and saw Ron's legs leave the ground too, heard Fang whimpering and howling. Next moment, he was being swept away into the dark trees. Head hanging, Harry saw that what had hold of him was marching on 6 immensely long, hairy legs, the front 2 clutching him tightly below a pair of shining black pincers. Behind him, he could hear another of the creatures, no doubt carrying Ron. They were moving into the very heart of the forest. Harry could hear Fang fighting to free himself from a 3rd monster, whining loudly, but Harry couldn't have yelled, even if he had wanted to. He seemed to have left his voice back with the car in the clearing. He never knew how long he was in the creature's clutches. He only knew that the darkness suddenly lifted enough for him to see that the leaf-strewn ground was now swarming with spiders. Craning his neck sideways, he realized that they had reached the ridge of a vast hollow, a hollow that had been cleared of trees so that the stars shone brightly onto the worst scene he had ever laid eyes on. Spiders. Not tiny spiders like those surging over the leaves below. Spiders the size of cart horses. 8-eyed, 8-legged, black, hairy, gigantic. The massive specimen that was carrying Harry made its way down the steep slope toward a misty domed web in the very center of the hollow, while its fellows closed in all around it, clicking their pincers excitedly at the sight of its load.